Welcome to the Niche Podcast, your weekly 5-minute rundown of the biotech, clinical research, and applied science industries. I'm your host, Dr. Noah Goodson. This week, another Alzheimer's failure, COVID-19 updates, two stories in the supplement space, and Taysha goes public. You can forget about an Alzheimer's cure anytime soon. Last week, another approach to Alzheimer's therapeutics bit the dust. For decades, a rabid, industry-wide focus on A-beta plaques has led to exactly zero breakthrough medication. The latest hope has been a pivot into tau proteins. AC Immune reported last week that their tau-targeting therapeutic, cimorinimab, failed to slow progression of Alzheimer's. This is yet another disappointment in a long list of therapies with promising early results that fail to bear fruit. Biogen's aducanumab is still lurking in the potentially approvable but not that useful space. While it would be a blockbuster drug because of the paucity of options for those afflicted, significantly more work needs to occur before a truly life-changing therapy for Alzheimer's emerges. In addition to the direct loss of 45% of their value, AC Immune's results cast further doubt on the numerous tau-targeting therapies in global pipelines. Johnson & Johnson reported good safety results for a single-dose COVID-19 vaccine. This early phase clinical trial was intended to assess the health and safety of the vaccine candidate AD26-CoV-2S. The published results suggest that patients acquired an immune response to COVID-19. However, the protective effect was not established within the parameters of this study. J&J has moved the vaccine forward to larger clinical trials to assess effectiveness. While far behind its competitors like Moderna and Pfizer in timeline, the J&J vaccine is designed to work at a single dose, rather than two, making it a superior option for many individuals. With about 7 billion unvaccinated people globally, there's certainly enough market space for more than one company. The Niche is brought to you today by the Scope Method LLC. The Scope Method helps companies develop clear vision and strategic processes. Whether you need fresh eyes on your data, independent risk assessment, or are pivoting into a new therapeutic space, the Scope Method will help you focus close to re-examine what you know and look ahead to where you want to go. Find out more at thescopemethod.com. The supplements market is worth more than $120 billion globally. This is less than 10% of the value of the pharmaceuticals market, but more than the value of the entire sports industry in the United States. It is not a small market. Supplements may vary from multivitamins to workout boosters to companies that make borderline therapeutic claims. Most supplements rely on small studies that back claims. We highlight two of those today. First is a study in cell metabolism, finding that alpha-ketoglutarate, AKG, may be helpful in increasing longevity and vitality in aging. AKG is naturally occurring in humans and other mammals, where it's involved in nitrogen transport, the Krebs cycle, and the formation of amino acids. The supplement is most often advertised to those looking to increase fitness results. Some previous work has suggested that it could increase longevity in certain contexts. This study from the Buck Institute for Research on Aging found that female mice on a specific calcium AKG supplement lived longer and had increased vitality across 31 metrics. There was also a decrease in certain kinds of inflammation and no major side effects. The company with patents on calcium AKG is currently backing research in humans and has used this supplement in some humans to suggest that it turns back the biological clock. How do you interpret complex data from mice and odd measurements of human biological age? I'd suggest healthy skepticism. This was work in mice, and the life extension only happened for females, suggesting that the effects are sex-specific. Predicting biological age from DNA methylation is questionable at best. Calcium AKG may be valuable in assisting in holistic health of some individuals. However, it seems unlikely that a $150 a month supplement will automatically extend your life by 10 years. A deficiency in vitamin D may increase your risk of severe symptoms of COVID-19. The most recent study, published in PLOS ONE last week, compared the blood serum levels of vitamin D in 235 hospitalized COVID-19 patients. Those with sufficient levels of vitamin D, greater than 30 nanograms per milliliter, survived at twice the rate of those with insufficient levels, less than 25 nanograms per milliliter. Additionally, they experienced less severe symptoms across several metrics, including direct measures of inflammation. This data, along with other studies and reports, indicates that those with low vitamin D levels could benefit from supplementation. There's no evidence that this will prevent infection, nor will it cure the disease, but vitamin sufficiency will benefit your health whether you contract COVID-19 or not. Taysha Gene Therapies has gone public with a $20 per share IPO. Biotech IPOs have been quite successful across 2020. Taysha took a running jump onto this bandwagon and has moved rapidly from initial funding to IPO. The truncated timeframe from a $30 million seed round at the end of April to an IPO in September is very quick for the industry. But Taysha is doing things differently across the board. First, rather than a single gene therapy target, they have a wide suite of targets in the pipeline. How is this possible? They had significant financial backing from day one, but far more important is a partnership with UT Southwestern that allows them to vet therapies and targets through the academic system, handpick the most viable, and slide them into the company's portfolio. Based on my read, the company is far from being profitable or even having a product, but they have focused on creating a business model designed to be successful in a risky space. I'm clearly not alone in this positive outlook, as shares rose by more than 20% after the initial offering to close at $24.06 on Friday. Thanks for joining me on the Niche Podcast, your weekly 5-minute summary of the top news in biotech, clinical trials, and applied science industries. You can find us on your favorite podcast app. Like, comment, subscribe, and most of all, share with your friends. If you like what you hear, please rate and review. It really helps us. Once again, I'm Dr. Noah Goodson, and I'll see you next week.